Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Guns of the South by Harry Turtledove. Narrated by Paul Costanzo. 1. Headquarters, January 20th, 1864. Mr. President, I have delayed replying to your letter of the 4th until the time arrived for the execution of the attempt on New Bern. I regret very much that the boats on the News in Roanoke are not completed. With their aid, I think success would be certain. Without them, though the place may be captured, the fruits of the expedition will be lessened, and our maintenance of the command of the waters in North Carolina uncertain. Robert E. Lee paused to dip his pen once more in the inkwell. Despite flannel shirt, uniform coat, and heavy winter boots, he shivered a little. The headquarters tent was cold. The winter had been harsh, and showed no signs of growing any milder. New England weather, he thought, and wondered why God had chosen to visit it upon his Virginia. With a small sigh, he bent over the folding table once more to detail for President Davis the arrangements he had made to send General Hoke's brigade down into North Carolina for the attack on New Bern. He had but small hope the attack would succeed. The president had ordered it, and his duty was to carry out his orders as best he could. Even without the boats, the plan he had devised was not actually a bad one, and President Davis reckoned the matter urgent. In view of the opinion expressed in your letter, I would go to North Carolina myself.